Gene Spellman, Central Life Sciences, Regional Sales Manager.
Gene, tell us about some research that you've been working on. It has to do with pigs and how flies can potentially play a part in spreading disease.
Yes, thank you. We have learned a lot testing flies in disease conditions. It seems that we have possibly overlooked flies as a potential risk of transferring and spreading viral diseases in our hog operations. Flies are ubiquitous. They've been with us in hog production for many, many years. But again, they possibly have been overlooked as a vector. What we have done is been asked by a number of veterinarians, as I was explaining how the benefits of Clarify can work for a producer in controlling and reducing the number of flies in a hog operation. We would get asked a lot, Mark, can these flies or are these flies playing a role in spreading of some of these viral diseases? Because quite honestly, there's been a little frustration in controlling the viral diseases affecting hogs. There's been a number of re-breaks or reinfections, and some of these have gone unexplained in terms of how they happened, where they came from. Our producers are extremely adept and good at biosecurity controls. They invest a number of resources in making sure that they raise the pigs as healthy as possibly they can. But yet there were still some viruses that were still breaking through and causing rebreaks or diseases, specifically like PED virus. And so as I have been detailing and promoting Clarify, which is the new in-feed larvicide to control flies, it actually reduces the replacements from reappearing. We have been asked and challenged, well, can you possibly learn more about these flies? Do they have a role to play in some of these diseases? So that's a little bit of the background, Mark, on how we got to investigating these flies in these research trials.
Gene, a significant discovery because, as you said, producers go to great lengths to ensure that their swine are protected with biosecurity and to still have these disease outbreaks, and now to know that flies could be playing a part. Now, with the Clarify product, does it really come down to mitigating the fly population, to reducing the amount of flies in a hog operation, or is there even more to it than that?
Well, disease control is a multifaceted approach. You must have very good biosecurity. You must have an extremely good and adequate vaccination program, which is part of your overall health program. You should be working with your veterinarians and your feed consultants to make sure that everything is in place in terms of vaccination, people control, truck control, so on and so forth. So what we're suggesting is that possibly fly control should fall into these same types of control measures and become a part of our overall health management plan. Based on the research that we've conducted, they are able to harbor live infectious virus, and they are able to spread it to live animals. That was the result of the bioassay test that we just completed at Iowa State University. And what that involves, Mark, is we sampled these flies. They tested positive for the virus of PED virus, but that's not enough. You have to show that they have more than just the DNA in the flies or on the flies. You have to show that that's live and infectious. And so what we did was we took those flies and the attractant water that they were caught in, and we actually dosed those into live pigs in a very biosecure facility, a very high-tech research facility, so there's no cross-contamination between groups. We had four groups. One was a positive control, where we know that this strain of virus selected by Iowa State will infect pigs, so That's to prove that the pigs were susceptible. We then also dosed them with three other groups. One was the negative control. This was the trap in the barn where we netted the openings and only air space and dust could get in there. The flies could not. And then we had two other groups as well, and that is the positive flies and the positive trap water that the flies were caught in. And these pigs were dosed and held through 11 days. And through those 11 days, they were tested to see if they developed and became sick with the virus. And the group that had the trap water that was positive for PED went forward and infected these pigs, and they became sick with PED virus. We sequenced these DNA samples just to make sure that what went into the test pigs was what came out. And so that proves that there was no cross-contamination in our test. And that proved true, that the DNA from infected flies in the fly water was the virus that actually infected the pigs, and they detected that through DNA sequencing at the end of the trial. So in a long explanation, Mark, we have proven that flies carried and harbored live infectious PED virus. So what this means long-term for producers is that maybe these have been overlooked. Flies don't read our biosecurity manuals. They don't adhere to our control of movement within barns. And so they must now, as you consider biosecurity for PED, for making sure that your trucks are clean and your trailers are clean and you have proper people movement and product movement and boots and clothing, et cetera, you may need to consider fly control as part of that overall biosecurity plan to keep the pigs healthy and to help reduce the risk of a possible rebreak, where these flies could play a role in harboring, keeping that virus alive, and then spreading it onto a susceptible animal.
In reading about your research, you've confirmed that PEDV can be spread through flies, also Seneca virus A, and it would probably be quite a bit more difficult to do research on foot and mouth disease, but of course FMD is considered a major, major threat. So anything to tell us on the FMD front?
Well, yes, Mark. As we were being challenged by veterinarians as we detail fly control as a part of a biosecurity plan, we were challenged also to understand and find out if flies could carry and harbor live Seneca virus A. And as most people know, in the hog industry, Seneca virus A looks exactly and very similarly to foot and mouth disease. So when animals show up at the packing plant with these lesions of Seneca virus A, the packing plant and the process halts, and it becomes very disruptive to the supply chain. And so we've seen a spike in Seneca virus A during the warm months, and we were challenged to find out if flies harbored and carried live Seneca virus. And what we did is we sampled again flies from a herd that tested positive for Seneca virus. We went in there and tested flies 28 days later, sent them to the lab. They did test positive, but again, you have to prove that it's live. And in this case, there is a virus isolation test that you can do on a cell line that's validated by the research community, that you can dose that cell line with this test conjugate from the flies and test to see if they infect that cell line and in fact grow and infect more cells in that line. And that's what we saw with Seneca virus on flies. We got a positive virus isolation test, which means that the flies were harboring and carrying live infectious virus. So again, flies may be overlooked as a potential vector in some of these viruses that we're seeing troublesome rebreaks or unexplained outbreaks, Mark. And so fly control could possibly be a very important part of the risk reduction strategy, along with other procedures and controls like good vaccination good biosecurity, good health management to make it less of a chance of these viruses causing a problem down the road.
Gene, let's talk about the Clarifly larvicide product, excuse me, and the work that you've done on that side to learn about the effectiveness of it, and as you look to reduce the fly population, is it getting the job done?
Sure. Sure, Mark. Fly control, we've as an industry, attempted to control flies for many, many years, but it's kind of been a scattershot approach until we've had a product like Clarifly, which is an in-feed insect growth regulator product. In the past, we've used sprays, scatter baits, maybe some traps, fly strips, but that only is a shotgun approach and just intermittently will knock down the adult population. The adult population is just a very small percentage of the overall fly population that will be in a barn. You'll have eggs, you'll have larvae, you'll have pupa, and you'll have the adults. And in the past, we've not been able to really effectively and conveniently control and prevent the flies from developing in the hog facility. Now with this product, Clarifly, it's convenient. There's no labor involved. You put it in the feed. It passes through into the feed, into the manure, where the flies lay their eggs. And as they hatch out and become larvae, the Clarifly is there to work on the larva as an insect growth regulator. It is a preventative. It's actually a chitin synthesis inhibitor. Chitin is a key ingredient of the fly's exoskeleton, so it's therefore unable to develop an exoskeleton. It cannot pupate. It then desiccates, dries out, and expires. And all this is done by the pig. We do not have to invest any further labor, and it breaks the life cycle of the fly, which is the new development with the in-feed Clarifly larvicide. Up to this point, we've just done a scattershot approach at knocking down the adult population. With Clarifly, breaking the life cycle as an insect growth regulator on those immature stages, the adult flies do not reappear, and therefore the population just goes down considerably. In our field tests, we have seen up to a 99% reduction in the fly population using Clarifly as it works on the prevention of the adults from reappearing. Therefore, we don't have more eggs deposited, and we just see this ski hill slope downward in the numbers of flies that we see in a facility. And that will be very important as we incorporate Clarifly to possibly include that in our health protocols as a risk reduction strategy for spreading the virus diseases around as well.
Gene, I just want to make sure that I'm understanding you completely with this research. So this is the first time that it's been confirmed that flies can infect pigs with the diseases we've been talking about. There's nothing previous to this that's out there?
Well, Mark, what we've done with this research is we've jumped off from the point where other researchers have left off. So we were challenged to see if flies had a role in possibly spreading and keeping PED virus alive. And we have went to the research, and it's been proven that flies can carry PERS virus. That was done by Dr. Scott D. and Dr. Satoshi Otake. That has been proven already. The next step that we took was to see if these flies harbored live infectious PED virus and could spread it. That had never been done up to this point, and that's the extension of the research that we jumped off from in terms of the PERS virus. That has already been proven that flies can harbor and carry live infectious PERS virus. So this is an extension of some of that previous research, Mark.
Okay. Any other angles to this that we haven't talked about yet that you think we should?
Yes, Mark. Clarifly should be looked at as the foundation of an integrated pest management program. You still need to have good husbandry skills, even if you incorporate Clarify in the feed and you make the pig do the work of spreading that around where it needs to be to control flies, we still want good husbandry, drive everything to the pit, try to keep everything clean as well as you can, and also realize that the other nice development about Clarify is that it is approved across the world for our producers to use Clarify up to the day of slaughter, and there's no slaughter withholding. In other words, it has approvals in all export markets across the world. That's been a major advancement in fly control. Some of the typical sprays and dips that have been used are only premise type sprays. In other words, they're only approved to be used in a hog facility, but not used while the animals are there in the facility. And so they are not, you know, approved with a tolerance, a residue tolerance to be used up to the day of slaughter. Clarify removes that hurdle. It can be used conveniently at any time, and there's no worry about when you can have to ship those hogs. So it makes it extremely convenient to fit it in all types of operations and in all stages of production. It's approved to be used in sows, wean pigs, grow finish, and boar studs. So it's a very convenient and very flexible a product to incorporate in terms of an integrated pest management program to reduce the risk that these flies are harboring and posing to our producers.
Are there some online resources for our listeners that would like to learn more about the research and or the Clarify product?
Sure. You can go to our website, and that would be centralflycontrol.com. And there are resources there to learn about the product. Our product labels are there. And information on how to incorporate it into feed rations at the proper level are all on that website. It's a very informative resource to use to learn more about it.
All right. Anything else, Gene?
Well, it's Mark. I've been around this industry for 31 years. I've sold vaccines. I've sold medications of the top shelf type of medications. I've never sold a more impactful product than this product, Clarify. Impactful on the pigs and impactful on the people. If you've ever worked around pigs and had challenges with flies and gnats and so on, and then all of a sudden you do not have to deal with those on a daily basis in your daily chores and your daily work, it is quite amazing and impactful on these people, and the stories and the thanks we get from people that have incorporated this into their operation is very gratifying.